All right, so we'll say good morning. So today's daf is Lamed Beis. Let's start just on the bottom of Lamed Beis on the Beis. The shir this morning is dedicated by Eileen and Kevin Krieger in memory of Eileen's grandfather, Joseph Hausdorff, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, his neshama will have an aliyah. So let's pick up two lines up from the bottom. Amar of Yitzchak, Breder of Misharshia, Hacha b'ilan hanote chutzli arba amos askin. So if you remember again, the Gemara is still trying to figure out what the case of the Mishnah is. So the Mishnah's case, just to restate it, was Nosno b'ilan l'malo me'asara. If a person goes ahead and places the Eruv in a tree above 10 tefachim, ein Eruv o Eruv. The Eruv is not good. However, l'mata me'asara tefachim, if you put it less than 10 tefachim off the ground, then Eruv o Eruv. Then l'maisa, the Eruv is in fact a good. The Eruv is in fact a good Eruv. So we had a picture of this. For those who have, I'm sure you saw it yesterday, but for those who have the picture books, so this was picture 161. Again, it's kind of pashut, but just so you can visualize it. So you have again the tree with the branches, and the Eruv itself is being placed on the branches. Based on the branches. So therefore the Mishnah seems to say if the Eruv is within 10 tefachim to the ground, then it's fine. If it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, then it's not good. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what is the mitzias of that particular case. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Misharshia, again, two lines up from the bottom, Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis, Hacha b'mayaskinon, Hacha, in the Mishnah's case, is Be'ilan hanote chutzli arba amos askinon. So it's a very interesting case. Look at Rashi, last Rashi on the daf. Be'ilan, Shenofo note chutzla arba amos. Talking about over here a case of a tree whose branch extends further than 4 amos. Shehu sof hatchum, and this branch extends past the tchum. Vehiniach eruvo benofo chutzla dalet amos. So if you can imagine the scene, so remember, obviously we've got an eruv of tchum over here. So a person wants to extend their tchum. So a person sets up his makom shvisa at the base of the tree. That's going to be where my domicile is, so to speak. And the Eruv itself, however, the actual physical Eruv, is placed on a branch that extends 4 amos outside of the tchum. So again, logically, you would, I guess, you are assuming that when setting up an Eruv tchum, you're going to try to maximize your distance that you have. So, Pashas, the thing that makes most sense is walk right to the edge of your already established tchum. Set up your makom shvisa there, and that extends a full. So you, essentially, you'll get 4,000 amos minus a little bit. So the Gemara says over here, what are we talking about? A person sets up the makom shvisa at the base of the tree, puts the eruv on a branch of the tree, but the branch of that very tree extends 4 amos past the edge of the tchum. V'niach eruva benofo chutz ledalet amos. Okay. So watch this. So the Gemara says, V'niskavin top of Lamed Gimel. V'niskavin lishpos b'ikaro. And what's the chapa of Rebbe Elazar? I said this already. I jumped ahead. So, and you set up your makom shvisa, your domicile, at the actual trunk of the tree. Look at Rashi, tap Rashi, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. Rashi says, Hilchach, lemata miyud eruvo eruv. So Rebbe Elazar, now Rashi begins to go ahead and say the following. So, the Gemara is going to suggest like this, or Misharshia suggests, the case of the Mishnah, I'm setting up my makom shvisa at the base of the tree. The branch itself extends dalet amos out, and that's where I put the actual eruv. So the Gemara, Rashi therefore says, Hilchach, lemata miyud eruv o eruv. Therefore the Mishnah says, if the branch is within 10 tefachim of the ground, then the eruv is a good eruv. Why? The matzi nafik le chutz le dalet amos of kama deboi. Ulemishkale the isuye pachos midalit amos ad lusoch dalit amosa. So we'll say the Gemara says something very interesting. Sefer Rashi says, if the branch is in 10 tefachim of the ground, then technically speaking, I have the ability to transfer the eruv itself to my makom shvisa. We'll say, remember, the whole idea is the eruv has to be accessible. So the shayla is, can I get the loaf of bread that's on the branch that extends dalit amos back to my makom shavisa or not? So the Gemara says, if it's lamata miyud, so remember, as you've already seen, lamata miyud essentially means what? Lamata miyud means it's in the same rishus. Once it's in the same rishus, I could technically speaking get it back to my makom shavisa. If it's lamala miyud, then I can't get it back to my Makom Shvisa. If I can't get it back to my Makom Shvisa, then I'm out of luck in terms of my Eruv. So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara for just a moment. So, well, let's just finish the Rashi. So Rashi says, V'afagav demashvina le'nehi le'rushus hayochid le'gabi k'nias Eruv lahakel, lav rushus hayochid gemurihi shlo yuchal lahavi michutzala le'sochon, deha lav nechitzi ika, v'lav chiluk rushus ika. Uman kamashvi lehu beis Eruvu, bayis Eruvu. Okay, so we don't have to get into all this. Rashi just pointed out over here, we're not going to get into this technicality, but Rashi's pointing out that in order to go ahead and actually physically carry the Eruv from the place where it's sitting on the branch to my Makom Shvisa, the parashat might have to carry it less than Dalet Amos at a time, but that's not our concern right now. What our concern is that as long as it's Lamata Miyur, I can get it back to my Makom Shvisa. Top back, top of Lamata. Umay Lamala, Umay Lamata. So what does it mean when it says the branch goes up? With the branch mailamata. What does it mean when it says that it's above or below? The hadar zokif. The case over here is where the branch extends upwards again. So if you take a look, this was picture. This was picture 162 in your sheet, where the branch essentially the branch goes straight out here. It's actually a good picture. I don't know if you have it. If anybody has the picture books, but. So you see over here, you're establishing your Makom Shvisa at the actual base of the branch. You could see, again, you have your Dalet Amos by the base of the branch. As we said before, Lemaisa, the branch extends, or the Eruv is outside of your Dalet Amos. Now what we're saying is, Lemaisa, as long as the branch is within 10 Tfachim, you would be able to, technically speaking, get it back into your Dalet Amos. And now the Gemara is saying over here, the case of Lemalo is where the branch extends upwards again. So what is the Mishnah supposed to say? Follow this for just a moment. So again, I'll try to explain it better. So Misharshi says like this, what is the Mishnah's case? I'm setting up my Makom Shvisa by the base of the tree. That automatically gives me Dalet Amos of space right there that are mine. The Eruv, however, is outside of my Dalet Amos. So the question is, bless you, the question is it a good Eruv? So the Mishnah says, it depends. If it's lemato miyud, if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, the Eruv is good. Because as you just pointed out before, then it's accessible to me, and I could get it back into my Dalet Amos. Granted, I'll have to carry it a little bit at a time, in order that I don't transgress any kind of hotzah or hoshat or handing, but I'll be able to get it back into my rishus. However, if it's lemalo miyud, if the Eruv is above 10 tefachim, then what? Then pretty much it's inaccessible to me. If it's inaccessible to me, then the Eruv is not good. What's the case of lemalo miyud? That's 162. The branch extends back upwards. So as you can see, there are two options as to where you would place the Eruv. You could either place the Eruv again over here on the lower part of the branch, which would be good according to the Mishnah, or you could place it on the higher extension of the branch, which would be not good according to the Mishnah. That's the case according to Rav Misharshia. Fine. Truth is, out of all the variations that we've seen before, this actually seems to be the most straightforward. So the Gemara says, Vaha, Iboy Maisila, so Vaha, Iboy Maisila Derech Alav. So we'll say the Gemara says, well, there's another way for you to get your Eruv. Even if it's Lamala Miyud, you could always climb on the tree. Right? So we'll say climbing on the tree would allow you access to the Eruv, even if it's Lamala Miyud, to which the Gemara says something very interesting. Kishirabim Mekasvim Alav. What are we talking about over here? That the branch upon which the Eruv sits is we actually saw this in Shabbos, is a branch on which the public uses to adjust their load. So if you remember, again, we've seen this concept before, that when the rabbin go ahead and use a particular area, even though technically speaking it might not conform to the dimension of Rosh Sarabim, it takes on a quasi-identity of Rosh Sarabim. So this was, if you take a look at picture 164. I'm going to try to pick up some more of these books so we have them here. But if you can see over here, we're talking about a situation, same case, Makom Shvisa is at the base of the tree, that gives me Dalet Amos, here's the branch, I'm putting the Eruv over here, but so now the Gemara suggested, even if the Eruv is Lamala Miyud, I should still be able to go ahead and access the Eruv by actually getting on the branch, climbing across it. Remember, you don't actually have to do this. It's just a question of if you could do this. So the Gemara said, no, not so poshut, because the branch over here is a branch that's being used for the rabbin to adjust their load on. So what does that do? Take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says the following. Kishabim mekasvim. So Rashi says, al mitiyas hanof, shechutz l'dal ramosav, hanemucha miyud. So the branch, again, a little bit of a chagadya, but the branch that extends outside of the Dalet Amos, that is lower than 10, the Havi Rosh Sarabim, is treated like a Rosh Sarabim. Kidu'ula, v'chi maisila lemala me'asara derech avira, shal netia, over ba'avi Rosh Sarabim, v'kaimolan b'moshet mirosh sayoch l'Rosh Sarabim, derech avi Rosh Sarabim, afilu lemala me'yudchav. So we'll say, listen to this. Now the Gemara says, if you set up this case, as again, a branch that extends outside of the Dalet Amos of my Makom Shavisa of the base of the tree. It's Lamata Miyut, lower than 10. It's used by the rabbin to adjust their load. If I were to climb the tree and take the Eruv from there, then what would I effectively be doing? I'd be transferring an item from Rosh Sarabim to Rosh Hayochid. So the Gemara says, obviously that's problematic. Ukidu Ula, the Amar Ula, Amud Tisha Birab, Amud Tisha, if you have a pillar that is 9 tefachim high, Birosh HaSarabim, in the Rosh HaSarabim, the Rabbi Mekasvim Alav, and the public uses this pillar to go ahead and adjust their loads, Vizorak V'nach Al Gabav, and you threw something and rested on top of the pillar, Chayiv, you would in fact be Chayiv for that. Okay. So the Gemara says, My Rebbe Umay Rabbanah. So Rabbi, if you remember again, the Gemara recorded in Machlokes, the Gemara recorded the Machlokes in the Braisa between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, what is the nature of this Machlokes in Rebbe and the Rabbanon? This Sanya, Nosno Be'ilon Lemalo Me'asara Tvachim. If a person placed an Eruv in the tree above 10 Tvachim, Ein Eruva Eruv. The Eruv is not good. Lemalo Me'asara Tvachim. However, if you placed it less than 10 Tvachim, A ruvo eruv, the eruv is good. The aser litlo, but the only problem is what? That you can't go ahead and carry it. You can't take it. Rashi says, take a look at Rashi. Lamal me asara ein eruvo eruv. Ukitu kimna mas nisin beniskavin lishbos beikaro. Benofe note chutzla arba amos vahadir zokiv. So if you remember again, now we're both saying what we're working with. Is with the case as established by Rav Masharshia, right? The case that we just saw before. So again, I set up my Makom Shvisa at the base of the tree. The Erev itself is really outside of the Dalet Amos that I have from the base. So now, based on what we saw in the Mishnah, and the Bryce is just reflecting the same case as the Mishnah, if the Erev is within 10 Tfachim of the ground, then there's a way for me to get it. If it's above 10 Tfachim of the ground, there's no way for me to get it. Asr Litlo. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Lamatami asar tefachim iruva iruva asar litlo." So look at Rashi again, which is more of asar litlo. Afilu hai de lamatami asar asar litlo lemachar b'shabbes imratza laochlo mishum de mishtamish beilon vaafilu hachi kani la'erav ben ashmashos de kevan de shimush ilon shvus de rabbanon hu lo gazra alav ben ashmashos vihavi by the mishkele he shaita matzi shakil. So we'll say, listen to this. So now, if Eruv Lamata Me'asara, Eruvo Eruv, V'asar Litlo. So we'll say, according to this first opinion in the Braisa, so what are we saying? That Lamaisa, if the Eruv is above 10 Tfachim, then the Eruv is not good. If the Eruv is Lamata from 10 Tfachim, it's good, but what? Asar Litlo. Asar Litlo means what? You can't take it. Why can't you take it? Because in order to take it would mean removing something from a tree. And remember, as we've seen already a number of times, midrabanon, you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Right? Why? What's the concern? The concern is that when they come to rip off a branch, which would obviously, taking off a branch, breaking off a branch, could be a malacha d'oraisa. So it's what's called the shvus. Rashi points out over here that kol iser Shabbos v'yom tov, da'avi midrabanon kari shvus. Any rabbinic prohibition is called the shvus. Shvus literally means to rest, which means that if this is a prohibition that technically speaking is not really prohibited, but is only prohibited because the Rabbanah wanted to ensure that an atmosphere of rest prevails upon Shabbos. So again, follow this price for just a moment. One more time. Same case as Rav Masharshia. Same case Rav Masharshia. Makom Shavisa is where? Base of the tree. Eruv is where? Outside of Dalet Amos. Okay? Now, everything depends on the positioning of the Eruv. Lemala Miyud? No good. Lamata miyud? Good. Except, even if it's lamata miyud, what? Asr litlo. You still can't take it. Now, I will say, remember, that doesn't compromise our Eruv. Just one more piece to remember over here. It doesn't compromise our Eruv. Why? Because even though I can't take it on Shabbos, I can take it when? I can take it ben ashmashos. Remember, again, I will say, this presupposes that when the Rabbanon were gozer on a shvus, they were not gozer ben ashmashos. Ben ashmashos. So since Veina Shmashos, I had accessibility to my Eruv, that makes the Eruv good, even though what? Even though now I cannot get it. So now, okay, good, let's go weiter. Besoch Shlosha, Mutzel Litlo. However, if the Eruv is within three Tvachim of the ground, then what, Rabbi? Then I'm permitted to take it. Even, by the way, that's saying what? Even if it's sitting on a branch. Why? Because within three Tvachim is Lavut, right? It's considered attached to the ground, and we don't even really view it as if it's attached to the tree. Okay? Naslo b'kalkola, if you place it in a basket, utlo'u b'ilan, and now you hang the basket on the tree, afilu l'mala me'esara, even if the Eruv is higher than 10 Tvachim, Eruvo Eruv, the Eruv works. The Eruv works. Look at Rashi. Actually, don't look at Rashi yet. Don't look at Rashi yet. Dear Rebbe, this is the case of Rebbe. Now, I will say, these words are, you have another picture over here. I'm not sure the picture, you need the picture so much in this case, but this is picture 165. It's pretty much a basket attached to a tree. That's the entire deal. So here's what we have according to Rebbe. So again, let's just go through this. I don't mean to be repetitive, but it's a lot to remember over here. So here's what we have. Same case as Rav Mesharshia, Makom Shvi says at the base of the tree, Eruv is outside of the Dalet Tvachim. Rav Mesharshia so far seems to say the same thing as the Mishnah, but with two interesting caveats. Number one, if it's Lamala Miyud, no good. Lamata Miyud, good, but what? But you can't access it on Shabbos. You can't touch it on Shabbos. It's off limits, but since you get it in Bein HaShmashos, that's okay. If, however you put it, if it's within Gimel, within three Tvachim, then once again, good. Once again, good. If lemaisa it's in a basket, even if the basket is lemala miyud, the eruv is good for reasons we'll have to see. So the Gemara says the chachamim say. So that's the position of Rebbe. We'll come back to find. So the chachamim say kol makom sha'asar litlo ein eruva eruv. The chachamim say no. Anytime you can't access your eruv, then what? Then that is not a good Eruv. So according to the Chachamim, the fact that your Eruv would be off limits to you, even though Ben HaShmashos, you could get it, the fact that you can't get it now, by definition means that the Eruv is not a good Eruv. So the Gemara says, V'Chachamim Omrim, Ahia. What case are the Chachamim commenting on? So the Gemara says, Ilei Ma'aseifa, if it's talking about the basket case, right? So what are the Chachamim saying? That if they're commenting on the basket case, and they're disagreeing with Rebbe, Rebbe says, in a basket case, bikal kala, if you put the Eruv in the basket, then what? Then even if the basket was the malame asar tfachim, the Eruv is good. Now, Pasha Sabosai, we assume that Rebbe would still hold that even though the Eruv is good, you still can't what? You still can't access it. So if the Chachamim are arguing on the basket case, then you'd have to say, lema kasavi rabbanon, tzdodin asurin. Sabosai, remember again, we had this actually earlier, the case of tzdodin. Studin means what? Everyone agrees that you can't use a tree on Shabbos. The shayla is, what happens if there's something attached to the tree? Does the prohibition apply to that item as well? If you're telling me that the Chachamim say that the Eruv placed in the basket is also not good, then what? Then what you're telling me is not only is Hishtamshus, not only is Yusuf of the tree off limits, but what? But even an item attached to the tree is off limits as well. But I both say, we know that the Chachamim don't hold that. We know the Chacham hold that studin are mutter. So rather, it must be Ella Areisha. It must be on the Reisha case. Also, what was the Reisha case? Remember, the Reisha case was that even Lamata Miyut, where Rebbe holds that even if the Eruv is within 10, Rebbe would hold as long as it's not accessible, then what? Excuse me. Lamata Miyut, Rebbe holds that it's good, even though what? Even though Asr Litlo. Then the Chacham would come along and say, no. Anything that's asur litlo, then what? You also can. It's not going to be a good eruv. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says ella areisha. So Rashi says kaimi rabbanon. Excuse me, ella areisha kaimi rabbanon. Rather, the rabbanon must be commenting on the first case. Dika amar Rebbe nosno lemata miasora eruva eruva asur litlo. Rebbe holds that as long as the eruv is within 10 tefachim to the ground, even though what you can't access it because it's on the tree, the eruv is a good eruv. The Rabbanon say, Afagav duhu ve'eruv b'rishus harabim. So Rabbanon will say the following, even though very nice, you and your Erev are in the same Roshus, i.e. both in Roshus harabim, kevam da'asar litla b'shabbos mishum ilan, since you can't actually take your Erev, because that would entail using a tree on Shabbos, Aser litlo ben ashmoshosh shu safek ve'ein eruva'ir. Now, I'll say, here's what's interesting, what Rashi says, is according to the Rabbanon, apparently the Rabbanon don't necessarily buy into this idea that the Chachamim were automatically matir every single shvus ben ashmoshos. And apparently the Chachamim might hold that even ben ashmoshos, it would be usher to access the ear of at least misafek. Once ben ashmoshos, it's prohibited to access the ear of then what? Then you really have no window of accessibility to the Erev on Shabbos. If you have no window of accessibility to the Erev on Shabbos, then what? Then there's no way the Erev could be good. So the Gemara says, all right, well, let's analyze this. Hai ilan hechi domi. What is the case of this tree? Well, this is very interesting. E the les be arba, if the area, meaning if the branch upon which the Erev is sitting on doesn't have four tvachim, then makom pturhu. Then in reality, this area upon which the Erev actually sits is actually a makom p'tur. Look at Rashi. Makom p'tur. The chol pachos miruchav dalit kamelam b'yitzias haShabbos the lo havi rishus b'tnei atzmo ubatal eitzel rishus harabim ve'eitzel rishus hayachid im omid b'nehen kidamina. So we've seen already that lemaisa, if you have an area that is more than three tefachim high, less than four tefachim wide, then technically speaking it's accessible to both rishus harabim and rishus hayachid. It's called a makom p'tur. So if it's a makom p'tur, if it's a makom p'tur, so I'm just finished the Rashi. Rashi says the bnei kidaminan omid adam ale skufa noto mina ari vinosim milo b'ral bayis vinosim la filo istrad rabbanon leka v'ha'cha kinasnu lemalam asara lav birshus ayachitu v'amai ein eruvo eruv hariyachol litlorish sarapim. So we'll say again. Remember, in this case over here, the Gemara wants to suggest if the eruv is sitting on a branch that's not valid, then technically speaking, that's a makom p'tur. If it's a makom p'tur, then what? Then technically speaking, you can access it if you're standing in a different rishus. V'i de'is be'arba, if it does have an area for tzvachim, kinasno be'kal kala ma'havi, then what exactly do you accomplish by placing it in the basket? To which the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, reisha de'is be'arba, the first case, the reisha is talking about where there is four tzvachim, v'seifa de'les be'arba, and the safe is where there's not four tzvachim. Now, before I finish that sentence, look at Rashi. Rashi is Reisha the Ispe Arba, Umishum Hachi the Malam Yud Ene Ruva Eruv, the Hubush Sarabim the Eruv Bishziach. So, once I listen to this. Therefore, case number one, remember, this is the case of the Brice as well as the case of the Mishnah. Case number one is where the Eruv is on a branch that is Lamalam Yud, and what? More than four tzvachim. So, we'll say if you're Lamalam Yud and four tzvachim, what are you? We call that Erush Sayachid. If you're in Rosh Sayachid and I'm my makom shvisan is in Rosh Sarabim, then the Erev is no good. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's not accessible to me. Because there's no way for me to get my Erev from where it is into the Rishus that I am. So therefore, it's off limits. It's not good. Case number two is where the Erev ultimately is in an area where it does not have Dalit. Now look at Rashi. Seifa de lespe Dalit. Umishum hachi lab Rosh Sayachidu. So we'll say, watch this. Now, therefore, case number two is where it doesn't have Dalit. Well, if it doesn't have Dalit, then technically speaking, what? Then technically speaking, I'm in the same Rishus as my Erev, and it should be accessible to me. But what's the chap over here? The last couple of lines on Lamed Gimel with Dalit. The Kalkala Mashli Masol La'arba. And I will say, what's the chap? The area of the basket completes the area of the branch to together create a makom of Dalit, a four tzvachim. Look at that last Rashi. Rashi says, Seifa de lesbe Dalit, umishum hachi lav rishus hayachidi. And therefore, because of this, it's not rishus hayachid, the kalkala dinakat mishum derebi savar la kirab Yehuda, the amr, eruv hamunach lamala miyud, lo havi eruv, vaafilu niskavin lishbos lamala, ele imken munach agave makom arba. So we'll say we are going to see that Lameis, according to Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, that in order for an Erev to be significant, an Erev has to be resting on a makom chashuv. It has to be resting on a significant area as well. Therefore, ilav kalkala, leke Erev agabe makom arba, ele kalkala mashli masala arba. So we'll say, watch this. So now the case of Lamala Miyud is a case ultimately of where the item itself is sitting on an area that is less than four tefachim, but the kakal, the basket, completes it into four tefachim. Amud Beis. The Rebbe Savala Krabi Meir, the Savala Krabi Huda, and Rebbe holds both like Krabi Meir and Rebbe Huda. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Sarolak Rabbi Meir, he holds like Rabbi Meir, in that, the Amar Cholkikin Lahashlim. So we'll say, we've actually had this concept before. Remember, again, we actually saw it, the last time we saw it was in Mezuzah, right? That the Shaila was, remember, that we needed a doorway of certain proportions. So remember the case of the archway. So the Shaila is, when we look at an archway, what do we see? Do we see an archway, in which case that's Chayiv in Mezuzah, or do we see the potential to chisel out that archway and what? And make a normative doorway with the proper dimensions. That's the machlokas of Chokikin. Do we halachically chisel away? Do we halachically hollow out or not? So if you take a look, you can see this is picture 166. This is 166. So if you take a look, sorry, say you have a little bit of a rudimentary picture over here of Chokikin Lahashlin, where the Shaila is, do we go ahead and view as if the area is hollowed out and would allow us to go ahead and create a Makum Dalid? A Makum Dalid. So here, Rabbi holds like Rabbi Meir, the Amr Chokikin Lahashlin. Take a look at Rashi. So look, Rabbi Meir, the Amr Gabi Kippa, the Parakam, was always so, because you said regarding the Kippa, Kippa is the archway. Chokikin Lahashlin, Umir Sayachin Gimura Lohabi, Kevan Dein Bechasimaso Shal Ilan Rachav Dalid. Afagav de Barosh Rachav Arba, de Kalkala Mashlimale, Lo Havi Rosh Sayachid, Ela Imkin Maskalios Rav Barfak. So we'll say, so the first thing Rabbi will say is, Rabbi will hold, like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Chokikin Lahashlim, which means that we could visually see certain areas as hollowed out. So since, technically speaking, when you combine the basket with the branch, that creates an area of Dalid. So then Lamaisa, we view that as an area of four Tvachim, a Makum Choshev, and therefore the Erev would be good. For Sabalak Rabbi Huda, and he also is like Rabbi Huda, Da'amar, Ba'inon Erev Al-Gabi Makum Arba'a Vileka. And he also is like Rabbi Huda, who holds that what? That in order for an Erev to be good, Lamaisa, the Erev has to sit upon an area of four Tvachim. And without Chokikin, that would be lacking over here. So the Gemara says, "My Rabbi Yehuda, what's the case of Rabbi Yehuda?" So meaning, where do we see this there that Rabbi Yehuda requires a makom chashuv? So the Gemara says, "Very interesting." Right? This sign of Yehuda Omer, Na'atz Korah Birshus Rabbim. If a person Na'atz Korah, also means a person takes Korah literally is a reed. But you know, I don't know. At least when I think about a reed, you think about something thin and flimsy. This is something more significant than solid. So you think like a pole. So a person takes a korah, takes a reed, takes a pole. V'na'atz korah b'shus rabim, v'heniach eruvo alei gavoa yud, v'rechav, excuse me, so, v'heniach eruvo alei, so we'll say, the person takes a pole, sticks the pole into b'shus rabim, and puts the eruv on top of the pole. So the Gemara says, now what's the shayla? The shayla is the eruv good or not? So the Gemara says, it depends. Gavoa yud, urechav adalid. If ultimately the pole itself is 10 tefachim high and 4 wide, Eruv or Eruv, the Eruv is good. It will say, why? What's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide? Right, so now again, I will say, remember, in order for the Eruv to be good, the idea is you don't have to put in a different rishus, but you do have to put it upon a makam chashev. V'im lav, and if not, ain Eruv or Eruv. Then the Eruv is not good. So the Gemara will say, it doesn't make sense. Adarabah, Hu ve'iruvu b'makom echad. So the Gemara says that doesn't seem to make sense, meaning it should be just the opposite. If you place your eruv on a pole that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, you've effectively put your eruv in Rosh Sayachid. Now, b'pashas Rabosai, in that type of small area, it's not like the top of that pole is your makom shvisa. If the top of that pole is not your makom shvisa, then effectively what you've done is you've put your eruv in one rishus, even though you're in a different rishus, right? Which would not seem to be good. To which the Gemara says, "Adrabu hu ve'iruvu b'makom echad." This is what it means to say. Gavoa asara. If ultimately the pole is 10 tefachim high, sarech sheyehe berosha arba, then Rabbi say it is necessary that lemaisa the upper area of the eruv itself actually have a space of 4 tefachim. Right? Ein gavoa asara. However, again, lemaisa if it's not 10 tefachim high, ein sarech sheyehe berosha arba. Then the top of the pole need not be 4 tefachim wide. Take a look at Rashi. Eina gavoa asara, ein sarich. Well, actually, take a look at previous Rashi. Gavoa asara. If the pole is 10 tefachim high, dinedalye mirsarabim, Sarasanit, which means that, again, at this point in time, once it's 10 Tzvachim high, or else I remember, I didn't say this, but again, I'm assuming it's understood, the airspace of Rosh Sarabim only extends up to 10 Tzvachim. Right? As opposed to, remember, what is one of the major distinctions between Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Sarabim? Rosh Hashayachid, the Abre, the airspace, is all the Lerakia, goes all the way up. Rosh Sarabim is capped at 10 Tzvachim high. See, if you have a pole that is higher than 10 Tfakim, then in essence, the Medayim Rosh Sarabim, it is outside of the airspace of Rosh Sarabim. Sarech Sheyehe Beroch Va'arba Sheyehe Shamakum Chashu. So I will say, once the pole is outside of the Rosh Sarabim, then what? Then the pole itself must have a Makum Chashu, must have a significant area on top of it. However, next Rashi, Ein Agavo Asara, if the pole is not 10 Tfakim high, Ein tzarech shehei roch badalit. It need not be 4 tefachim wide. Da'afilu pachos midalit eruvo eruv. Because we'll say, even if the space on top is less than 4 tefachim, the eruv is good. D'chol mata me asara kiman demancha a'arihi. Because we'll say, remember, I want to show you something. We're normally accustomed to thinking that in order for something to be considered on the ground, what height does it have to be within? 3 tefachim. That's true for lava. That means it's literally attached to the ground. Here we're operating with a different set of circumstances. Here what we're saying is, if you're within 10 Tfachim, which means you're in the airspace of Rosh Sarabim, then what are you considered? Rosh Sarabim. If you're above 10 Tfachim, you're outside of Rosh Sarabim, you're considered something else. What the something else is, of course, depends on the rest of the dimensions of that particular Rishas, whether you're a Machom Ptur, whether you're a Shayachin, whatever you're going to be. So the Gemara is something very, very interesting over here. If I put a pole in the Rosh Sarabim and I place my Eruv on top of it, the pole is how tall? More than 10 Tfachim high. So the Gemara says, if Lemaisa, it's with intent, I'm sorry, if in Gavoa Asara, if the pole, let me start backwards, if the pole is not 10 Tfachim high, then what? Then there is no obligation for any kind of dimensions for the top of the pole. Why? Why? Because since it's within 10, it's like it's in with Rosh Sarabim. Once it's within Rosh Sarabim, then what? It's as if it's actually sitting on the ground of the Rosh Sarabim, which by definition means it's sitting on a Makom Chashuv, sitting on an important area. However, if the pole is the Malo of 10 Tefachim, then what? It's outside of the Avi of Rosh Sarabim. Once it's outside of the Avi of Rosh Sarabim, in order for the Eruv to be good, what do you need? You need dimensions of at least 4 Tefachim. Why? Not because you want to make this into a Rosh Sayachid, even though in essence that's what you'll be doing. But why do you need 4 Tefachim? Because the Eruv has to sit on a Makom Chashuv. And because it's lamala miyud, it can't be considered as if it's sitting in a rabbin. Therefore, it needs a significant area of Rosh Yachid. Even the Rabosai, it will open the door to another complication, which is what? I'm in one Roshus and my Erev is in another. We'll deal with that complication afterwards. Remember, the only point we're trying to prove over here is we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Lamaisa was the one who said that your Erev has to be sitting on a Makom Chashuv. The Gemara says, where do you know that from? And this is just the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Kiman, whose opinion does this reflect? Delok Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Why? What does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda say? This Sanya. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Naatz Kana Birshus Rabbim. If you put up a pole, put up a pole is the wrong word. Naatz literally means you stick it in the ground. There's a name for this. Sink a pole. All right. Plant. Naturally planting. All right. You put it in the ground. Good. Naatz Kana Birshus Rabbim. Listen to this. V'Niach Birosho Traskol. And you put on top of the pole a basket. We actually saw this in Shabbos Rabosai. V'zorak v'nach agabov. And what happens? You throw something, and it lands on the basket. Chayiv. You chayiv. Rabbi Rabosai, this is, again, if you want to see this, not that you need a lot of imagination for this case. It's 167. Picture 167. So the basket's on top. You throw something on top of the pole. Then lemaisa, you are chayiv. So the Gemara says, one second. Afil. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Traskel. So first of all, look at Rashi Kiman. Mitaris Ravina Le'el Afagav the Chokikin Lahashlan Ve'ikaroch of Dalid Lo Havi Rosh Sayachid Mishum De'en Be'ikaro Dalid Lo Krabi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll say now, the Gemara is going back to the statement of Ravina. Ravina was the one who said earlier that Chokikin Lahashlan, that Lemaisa, if you have the basket, remember Ravina's case was the Erev is, we're jumping back now for just a moment, the Erev is Lamala Miyud. The branch itself is not Dalit Tfachim, and what? And you have a basket. And the basket is Mashlam. The basket completes the area of 4 Tfachim. The area of 4 Tfachim. So Rashi says over here, Veikarochav Dalit, Lo havirush sayachim mishum de'in bi karo dalit v'lo krav yusi Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll say, again, interestingly enough, so l'maisa, we still say, even though the basket is there, the basket will not complete to go ahead and complete an area of dalit tefachim. So whose opinion does that reflect, the Gemara says? I'm going to tell you first who it doesn't reflect. It doesn't reflect the view of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because what does Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda say? That if you went ahead and you put a traskel, which Rashi says is a sal rachav dalit, is a basket that is four tefachim wide. Vizorak, I'm reading Rashi now. Vizorak mirushus harabim v'nach al gabav chayiv shari zorek mirushus harabim l'rushus yochid alma av agav dekona in a rachav dalit havirushus yochid. Now we'll say, what's the chap over here? Remember, the case of this pole is, the pole is not four tefachim wide. The pole is 10 tefachim high, but not 4 tefachim wide. So what do you see from here? That even if you go ahead and you throw an object onto an area that's 10 tefachim high and not 4 tefachim wide, that also has the status of a Rosh Sayachid. Why? Rashi says, Hoil ve'elyono dalit da'aminon gud achis ve'achim mefarish parazorik. So go up top. So the Gemara says, Hasam, let me say this clearly. Why does Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda hold that your chayv will say? Because there's a concept, as Rashi says, of good achis mechitzta. Remember we had this concept before? Good achis mechitzta means that we could view the walls of the basket as extending downwards. So we'll say again, so remember this case over here, the basket is on top of the pole. We view the walls of the basket as extending all the way downwards. The basket itself, remember, has the dimensions of Dalat Tfachim, and therefore the basket itself transformed the entire area into what? Into Rosh Siyachid. And therefore, Lemaisa, you're chayiv for transferring an item. So we'll say, what the Gemara is just pointing out over here is, Rebbe, or Ravina, did not say this by our case of Eruv, because technically speaking, could have said the same thing. You have the basket. Remember our case over here? The Eruv is Lemala Miyud on an area that's less than four tefachim. The basket itself completes the area for four tefachim. But yet, what don't we say? We don't say that the basket creates the area of Rosh Hashayachid itself by saying Gurachit Mechitzta, to which the Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental difference. I feel Tame Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda could agree with this case. What's the difference? Hasam Hajr Mechitzta, Hacha Lo Hajrin Mechitzta. So we'll say the difference over here is that Lemaisa, in the case of Shabbos, where is the basket sitting? The basket is literally, it means it's surrounding the pole. When it says it's surrounding the pole, what it means is it's sitting point in the middle of the pole. So we'll say when it's sitting in the middle of the pole, then I can understand the concept of good achis mechitzta. Then yes, when looking at the entity itself, we view the walls of the basket as extending all the way downward. Over here, remember, where is the basket? The basket is next to, right? It's attached, is next to the branch. Because it's not enveloping the branch, it's hard to imagine that therefore the walls of the basket could extend downwards and create the entire area into Irush Sayachid. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up right here tomorrow in the session.